Today on In Spirit Radio, we're talking to Mike Donaghy, well known from the band 10th Avenue North. But Mike, thank you. Welcome to our program.
Oh, thanks so much. Glad to be here.
Mike, we've had a chance to visit over the years, and you know, you've got such a neat story to tell. One of the founders of 10th Avenue North, of course, some 23 years ago or so, and now the Lord has taken you kind of into some new ministry fields and different things in life, and so we want to catch up about that too. But first of all, for our listeners, maybe you could share just a little bit about you and your journey.
Oh, it's been a long one. You know, I grew up one of five children, and loving mother and father, and got in a fatal car accident in high school. Say fatal because when the paramedics found me, I had gotten thrown out of the car, and they thought I was dead. In fact, I was dead, and they took my pulse, didn't have a pulse. They hit me with paddles, got my heart going again, threw me in the ambulance, and I died two more times on the way to the hospital. Yeah. And ended up laying in intensive care for a week and then laying on my back for 2 months because I'd broken it in two places. And I failed, I'd say. That's the first time I asked for a guitar because I was bored out of my mind waiting for my back to heal. And I would have no idea then, but I would go on to go into college the next year and quickly start a band. And it was like God had this whole plan for me that I did not have for myself. And so started making music my freshman year of college, and one thing led to another. And here I am today.
Wow, what a story. And you know, your music has been so well documented over the years with 10th Avenue North and the great inspiring music that you guys have shared over the years. But after that, as we were talking a little bit before we started our visit today, we saw you about 4 or 5 years ago for a Christmas concert that was kind of not really the closing tour for 10th Avenue North, but it was kind of not necessarily saying goodbye, but just saying that things were going to be different seasons for all you guys. And now the seasons include a solo album and a podcast and some books. And so bring us up to speed on some of that stuff.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, all my bandmates, they told me they didn't want to tour anymore. And so I released a solo album this last year, and don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but there might be some 10th Avenue North in the near future again, so we'll see how that all pans out. But just kept making music, couldn't stop writing songs, and it turns out I just can't stop writing because I wrote two books as well. And yeah, man, the latest book's called Grace in the Gray, A More Loving Way to Disagree. And I think I wrote that because spending 20 years of touring and every different kind of church you can imagine, I started saying, you know, I think we actually all get along on the essentials more than we think we do. And what if we could lovingly disagree in the non-essentials instead of creating more divisions where there doesn't need to be them? You know, so that's my latest book, and yeah, I've been loving it.
And Mike, a little bit earlier, you wrote a book called Finding God's Life for My Will, and just the title alone intrigued me because it's interesting how God looks at things and we look at things and which will is going on.
That's right. Yeah, everyone asks, what's God's will for my life? And I flip that question a little bit because God's will for your life is easy. You know, Scripture says it's to be joyful and to pray continually and to give thanks in all circumstances. And we go, no, that's not what I mean. I want to know what the plan is. Give me the plan. And so I said, what if we just tried to find God's life for our will? Like, instead of getting God to give us the plan, why not just seek his presence and let him change our plans when he needs to?
Well put, for sure. Mike, it sounds like God's been doing a whole new work in a different season of life for you. And now you are touring with Jason Gray and Cade Thompson for the Acoustic Storytime Tour. As Jason was talking with us recently, he was talking about how it's kind of a songwriter's workshop, and it's kind of put up on stage for people to kind of sit in and see how the process works.
Yeah, there's something in Nashville called a writer's round. There's a lot of famous venues But they basically bring in writers who've written these hit songs, and they share them and tell you the story behind it. And in Nashville, you see that all the time, but in other cities, people haven't really experienced that. So sometimes us artists like to give you a concert like that, sort of behind the scenes, behind VH1 Behind the Music sort of experience.
Wow, that is so cool. And it's going to be a great night of music for sure. We're talking to Mike Donahue today here on In Spirit Radio. And Mike, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you a little bit about some of those 10th Avenue North songs that have touched so many lives over the years. Maybe you could share a story or two about the creation of some of those and how they ministered to you guys as well as the people you were singing them for.
Absolutely. You know, the song By Your Side, that was a song I felt like Jesus sang to me, because I had screwed up again doing, so I forget what it was, but what I like to do when I screw up is I like to beat myself up, because I think shame is going to help add to my change. But it turns out that Jesus kind of said to me, Mike, don't run away and try to make yourself better before you talk to me. I want you to come to me right where you fell, like right when you screw up. That's when I want you to come to me the most. And the song I Have This Hope, that was a song that Jeff, our guitarist, he had just found out his sister-in-law had stage 4 cancer. And we said, let's just write her a song that she can listen to on repeat as she starts her chemotherapy. And she's had 4 battles through cancer now and is now cancer-free again, which is really cool.
Amen, yeah.
The song Control, I just had a guy tell me he got a really bleak medical diagnosis. This is just 2 days ago. And he said he listened to Control 6,000 times on repeat as he was going to these treatments and things. And the funny thing about the song Control is that was the song I wrote when my wife told me she needed me home twice as much as I was out touring. And I remember going, God, how's this going to work? Like, I might have to give up the band. And almost like a wink, God gave me that song, and it went on to be super successful. And then just a few years later, the band was like, yeah, we're good. We're good to take off, do other things. So be careful what you sing about, because God might just give it to you.
Isn't that the truth? And Mike, through that process where maybe you have more time for your wife and your family and things in a different structure now, how has God been working with you in that season?
Oh, beautifully. Do you know who Matt Maher is?
Sure.
So we happened to just be on the same flight together this morning, and we were both talking about how we all have to reconcile the fact that our identity... Oh, sorry, truck's driving by me right now. Let's just push pause on that. This is what happens when you're out on the road doing interviews.
No worries.
I was sitting next to Matt Maher on the plane this morning, and he said he's learning more and more and more at how God's love for him has nothing to do with his performance, and that his identity is totally secure, not in anything he could do for God, but what God's done for him. And so sometimes as performers, it's almost contradicting that belief. It's like we have to go to therapy after performing to remind ourselves that people might applaud us for performing, but God applauds us just for being. Just for being his, you know, and it's Jesus's performance for us. And so getting off the road a lot, being home way more, being with my kids way more has been a beautiful lesson for me of, hey, God loves me just as much when I'm just home washing dishes as he does when I'm singing in front of 1,000 people.
Wow, that is so cool. You know, it's interesting. I would be interested in your take on this, Mike. I've noticed, and I've talked to a number of artists in the last few years, and of course with the pandemic really changing things around, but a number of people I've talked to have actually come off the road and they've taken jobs as worship pastors or they've taken sabbaticals. And does that seem to be something that's more predominant than it was before?
You know, I think maybe it's stage of life. I mean, I think there's a lot of artists who have careers and then come to a point where they're done doing that and done chasing it. or kind of said what they felt like they wanted to say, you know? Mm-hmm. For me, I wrote more songs during the pandemic than any other year of my life, which shouldn't come as a great surprise. So I'm taking more time off, but I'm going to just keep on chugging away until I feel like the pen dries up.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I sure look forward to sharing your new solo artist album with our listeners here at In Spirit Radio. And we are really, we're so glad to spend a little time with you today to share the music of 10th Avenue North. And we also share the music of Jason Gray and Cade Thompson. Mike, thank you so much for spending some time with us today. God's richest blessings for you and your family. And thank you for all the great music that you've really spoken into our lives over the years. We really appreciate you.
You got it. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Mike. God bless you, friend.
My dude.